We are learning Masechtas Nida Daf Lamed Dalad, and we are starting from the Mishnah on top of Amid. In the Gemara Shabbos, it brings down Yud Ches Davar, and one of the things are that a goy is always considered tamei. Is always considered tamei. What's the reason? Because we didn't want the Yidden to get close to the goyim, so he said that a goy is like a zav, and a goyta is like a zava. That's the fact that everyone agrees to. The Shaila and the Mishnah is going to be, what about their blood? Now, the halacha is a goy cannot become tamei nida avada. She's a goy. She's a goyta. She's not going to become a nida. But what about her dam? Is it tamei or not? This old tamei was saying from Yud Ches Davar that she's considered like a zav, or a zava, is only midirabbanan. So that's a little bit like dam analysis of the Mishnah. Dam oivedes kechavim. That's one case. V'dam tahara shal mitzaras, and dam tayar of mitzaras, v'shamay mitharim, v'shil oimrim kereiko k'meimei raglaha. So I'm going to explain each one by itself. First, machlokes is dam avenes chavim, which means a goy, a goyta. A goyta is always, she's tamei. She's considered tamei. Therefore, halacha is her spit or a meimei raglayim. The halacha is it's tamei, because we consider her like a zava. What about her dam? Now, what's pshat that her spit and her meraglim is tamei? Because something called mayin, mayin is shal zava, the mayin. And mayin is only something that's similar to spit. The dam that comes out of her is not similar to spit, it has no din of mayin. The reason why every isha is a zava, her dam is tamei, the reason is because the dam is dam nida, it's dam tamei. But by goy, she doesn't have such thing as dam nida. So is her dam tamei? Is that part of the Darabonim de Gedin? So Beis Shammai says no. They wanted to make a hecker. They don't want to make her mamish like a zava, because they want to make a hecker between the Raisa and the Darabonim. She shouldn't burn Shuma. Therefore, they made a chilek. By a regular zava, Yiddish zava, her roik, her meir glaim, and her dam is tamei. By a goy, only her roik and meir glaim is tamei, not her dam. Therefore, Beis Shammai holds tahar. But Beis Hillel says no. Keroiko kameir aglaha is the same dim like roik meir aglaha, and it's tamei. You're going to ask me what's the difference then between the Rabban and the Rai. So we have to have a difference. You shouldn't burn Shuma. So halacha is that usually Dam is metame ben lach ben yavash. Shai if it's dry, shai if it's fresh and wet. Here, Beis Hillel is going to say that the Dam of this Goy is only metame lach and not metame yavash, and therefore that's a hecker between a Goy and Israelis. Because the Israelis, her Dam is metame lach and yavash. But by a goy, only metame lach and not yavish, and that's what it means. Keroika kamei raglah, because the roika kamei raglahim also of a zava is only metame lach. That's what Beis Hillel holds. So Beis Shammai holds it's tar, Beis Hillel holds it's tamei, but it's a little bit different than Israelis to make a difference between the rice de gatoma and the bar de gatoma. The next part of that the first case of Mishnah was dam tahir shal mitzaras. What does that mean? We know two things. First of all, that a mitzayra and mitzaras, all the mayonis are tamei. That means they're spit, the meraglaim, all tamei. And another point we know is that dam toyar is not tamei. Dam toyar of isha, this is the one a yid. The mitzaras obviously is a Jew, a Jewish. So we know that dam toyar is not tamei. So what happens if a mitzaras has a baby and then after 2 weeks she has dam toyar now? Is that dam tamei or not? Al dam nida, it's not tamei. It's dam toyar. But maybe it should be dam tamei al mayin of a mitzayra. Zok v'shamei, no, it's not a mayin. Dam is not a mayin. And of that, we add on that dam is not a mayin, but that's why it's tar. According to Beis Hillel, he holds a special pasuk that's marbe dam of mitzaras. And we'll see that in the Gemara on the base. So that's the first machlokes in the Mishnah. Now we'll go to the second machlokes in the Mishnah. Dam hayaledes shaloi tavla. This is a whole new machlokes, nothing to do with a goy, but has to regularly yaledes. A regular yaledes, we know, let's say it's in a keva, it's tamei for 2 weeks, then she goes into the 66 days of Yimei Taya. But she never went to the mikveh for 2 weeks. So she's still tamei technically, but the dam she sees is not dam nida. So what's the halacha of that dam hayaledes? Beishami oimrim kereika ukamei mei ragleha. Beishami says that it's metame lach and not metame yavish, and just like her roik meimer aglayim, and this din is only a derabbanan diga tuma really, because according to Beis Shammai holds that when you go into the Yimei Toyar, even without a mikvah, automatically the dam is tahar, because it's tali in the days, not tali in the tefillah, and therefore that dam is tahar really. But we just made a gzera d'rabbanan, otu taich the, we don't want to make a mutter, because otu taich zayin, taich the days of the Yoledes, and therefore we made that it's tameh. That's what Beis Shammai holds, but they said it's only metame lach and not yavish to make a heker or tumah d'rabbanan. Or Beis Silla are metame lach v'yavish. It's metame sai lach and sai yavish. Why? Because he holds it's regular dam tame. Because according to Beis Hillel, until she goes to the mikveh for 2 weeks, her dam is still tame. Because you have to go to the mikveh. You can't just go into the meitayah without going to the mikveh. That's machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Umoidim, even Beis Shammai is moidim, but yoledes bezoiv, if she was yoledes bezoiv, then it's not enough just to go into the meitayah. You have to have shivan akiyam also. So then her dam, she metame lach v'yavish. Her dam is metame d'oraisa and lach v'yavish. Ad kana mishnah. The second half of the Mishnah, the Gemara will discuss a little later in a few blat. But the first blat and a half over here is discussing the first part of the Mishnah. So it's the recap. The first part of the Mishnah is that we had a machloikis by dam. We'll first talk about the first case of a dam of a goy. That means a goy is a zava midrabanon, and therefore her roik and meimeraglayim is tami midrabanon. What about her dam? Beis Shammai said her dam is tar, because he wanted to make a hecker between a derais de ketumah and a derban de ketumah. According to Beis Hillel, we said it is tamei, but it's not tamei mamish like a Israelis, because Israelis' dam is tamei lach v'yavish. This is only tamei lach and not yavish. Zok de Gemara. Let's look at Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai doesn't hold this following braisa. It says in the braisa, it says in the pasuk, Da'abe al b'nei Yisrael amart aleim ish ish ki yezav. This pasuk says the parasha azov, and we make a diik, it says b'nei Yisrael m'tamim b'ziva, v'ein o'iv d'kechav m'tamim b'ziva. We make a diik. It's mashma, dafka Yisraelim are m'tamim b'ziva, and not goyim. But the price goes further, v'gozer aleim shukazov m'chol d'vrayim. But the ma'isa, they made a gzeira, that m'dara bonon, a goy is considered a zava, or a zav, and the reason is because you want to keep the yidin away from the goyim. Rashi says one of the reasons is because they're ruggle with Mishka Zachar. We don't want anyone hanging around the goyim, therefore we made them tummy. So this is a braisa. So Beis Shammai doesn't hold of this din that it is tummy, that a goy is tummy. Doesn't hold of that. Amiloch Beis Shammai. Of course I hold that it is tummy. But Heichi Levad, what should we do? I hold really that we make them a zav and zava. Therefore their roik and their glayim is tummy. But the dam, he had a little bit of problem to make the dam tame. Why? Hey, chilavit, l'tame lach v'yavish. If you're going to tame their dam, say lach and say yavish, which is the din of a regular zava, asisik shol Torah, then you made a mamish like shol Torah. And what's going to be a problem? You're going to come to burn truma. If a goy touches truma, you're going to burn it. So, oh, she's a zava. A regular zava. She's a regular zava because she's in tame lach v'yavish. So, Elamites, make a hacker like Beis Hillel does. Lit be lach v'loy lit v'yavish. Make a hacker that her dam is only metam elach and not yavish, and they will know it's not deraisa. Zok the Gemara then chalakda bil shel tayra. So then, what's going to happen is that you're going to say by a dam Yisraelis also only lach is tami not yavish. You're scared that you're going to think that's the halacha of dam zava. That's only metam elach and yavish. Therefore, Beis Shammai says, I don't like this eitz of a dam. If I make it tami regular, then we have no hecker. That's only Tumah d'Rabbanan. If we make a chiluk in lach and yavish, people are going to think that's the lach of every dam of a zava. So we didn't want to do that. Therefore, Beis Shammai says it's tahar. Break the Gemara. Yachir roika meiraglai. What?
Dam zava v'goy.
Dam zava v'goy. Yeah. It's tahar. It's tahar. Quin Beis Shammai. Quin Beis Shammai. We'll explain Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai says dam zava v'goy is tahar. Dam nid and dam zava all the same thing. Because the like this, a goy doesn't have any hilkas tumah. She doesn't come tummy ever. The rabbanim made a din, she is tummy. So if she is tummy, so her roik and her reglaim are called a mayin, and therefore it's tummy because she is tummy. Their dam is not a mayin. The dayin got to get a din tumas dam nido or dam zava, all the same thing. So what we're saying, he doesn't have eitzot, he wants to make a hacker, and he doesn't like mechalik and lach and yavish because he's scared and get mixed up b'shal Torah. So Zok the Gemara, Yachar Roikim Eir Raglayim Nami. You shouldn't be metama the goy's Roikim Eir Raglayim also, because it's exactly like Shal Torah, because by a regular Israel, this is Roikam Eraglayim, also is only Matam Alachna Yavish. So if you make a guy that her things, that her Roik and Meiragayim is Tamalak Le Yavish, you get mixed up with Israelis again and see, think it's the Raisa. So you want to know, Apostle Teretz. Given the Avdina Keira Bedoma, since you made a hecker in her dam, made the Yada will know, made the idea that Roik and Meiragayim are Abanon, that her Roik and Meiragayim are only Abanon, you will not burn Shuma. Break the Gemara, Belevet Akeira, maybe do the opposite. Belevet Akeira, Beroik and Meiragayim. Why don't we say that the Goyisha Roik and Meiragayim, that's Tahar? And make the dam tame. You want to keep them away, so you know, let's make the dam tame and I you know, get mixed up, right? Get mixed up. Also make the roik and meraglayim tar. How do you know which way to do it? So at the Gemara, roik and meraglayim shrichi goes rabbanon. Roik and meraglayim shrichi, that they goes rabbanon. That will keep them away because that shrichi happens a lot. But dam klapi meraglayim not so shrichi. Domod le shrichi goes rabbanon. Doma compared to Roik and Meraglayim, not so Shriach, and therefore they weren't Goyza. They rather Goyza something that's going to keep you away from the Goyta. Now, you know her Roik and Meraglayim is Tameh, you're going to keep away. You don't want to become Tameh, so you'll keep away. But for Adam, it's not so Shriach, so you're not going to keep away. So that's the Pshat in the Zegzera, and that's Pshat in the Reish Shammai, who says there's a chiluk between Dam and Roik and Meraglayim. Like we spoke about before, again, so I'll speak it again, is that if Dam would be considered a Mayin, then it will be Tomei, because you wouldn't have to in Roik and Meraglayim. But there's two separate categories. Roik and Meraglayim are my onois shozov, and Dam is a different thing as Dam of a Nida or Dam of a Zava is Tomei by itself. And that part we weren't Goyza by a guy. Amar Rava. No, Amar Rava is talking about a man. Amar Rava. Zoivoi Tomei Philip Eshamai. A man, a goyish man, his zav is tameh even according to Beis Shammai, and carry of tar afilu Beis Hillel, and the carry of the goyish man is tar afilu Beis Hillel, and the Gemara explains, zayvay tameh afilu Beis Shammai. I worry that you know, burn truma from this. No, not worried, because it comes out if zayvay tameh afilu Beis Shammai, it comes out by a man, his roik, his meraglayim, and his zayv are all tameh, so he didn't burn truma. Says no, the ikla may but I carry a carry up. Since his carry is not tame, therefore we have a hacker and we're not going to burn truma. We know it's the rabbana. And carry of tar filo es hillel of rabbana akera kehechelus of truma v'kachim. They made that. Rabbi Yisrael agrees that carry is mutter because that is the hacker by a guy. They shouldn't burn truma v'kachim. Because the Beisham and Yisrael both agree by a man, a goyish man. That they have the same halachas. There's zoiv, roik, and meraglayim is tamei, and their carry is tar. Break the Gemara of lavad a carry bezoiv or tmuil carry. Why don't you do the opposite? Make his dam tahar and his carry tamei. Zok the Gemara zoiv or taliv ma'isa goes rabbanon. Zoiv is a sickness that not telling you something you do it happens by itself. Goes rabbanon. Minik zera. Carry of taliv ma'isa goes rabbanon. Carry that's taliv ma'isa. They weren't goyza. Rabbanon weren't goyza. Now, what's the pshat in this? It's a shtickle shver. What's the var of tali ma'isa, not tali ma'isa? So Tosa Rosh, on the side of the Gemara, he learns this makes it like lo shchiach. Since it's tali in ma'isa, and you can stop yourself from carry, therefore, it's chosh of lo shchiach. Which is interesting pshat, but that's the way that he learns, and therefore, they were not goyza ba rabbana. Zok the Gemara vayta. Leima mesiyele. Let's bring a raya to Rava. So Rava says he's a side that Zoiv is Tamei and Keri is Mutter by a Goyisha man. Let's bring a raya to Rava. It says, it's a Mishnah Mikvois. Oivedes Kechavim Shapoto Shech Vazera Mi Yisrael. If unfortunately a Yisrael was Mizana with a Goyisha lady, and a Goyisha lady is Poyla Shech Vazera, is the Shech Vazera Tamei or not? So we know Shech Vazera of Yisrael is Tamei. So that's what it says. Shech Vazera of Yisrael is Tamei. The Shech Vazera is Tamei. Here, Tamei does not mean the Goy is Tamei, because the Goy doesn't become Tamei. Tamei means the Shech Vazera is Tamei. Why is Shech Vazera Tamei? Because it's Yisrael Shech Vazera. It's a carry from Yisrael. Ubat Yisrael is part of Rechavim. If the opposite case, the unfortunate case, if a Yisraelis was Mazana with a goy, and she has the Shech Vazera in her, and it comes out of her, what's the halacha? Tahira. It's tar. So what do you see? And she's tar, and the Shech Vazera is tar. What do you see? My love, Torah Gemura. You see, it's not Tameh. It's a Raya Terava. Keri of a Goy. This is Keri of a Goy went into the Yiddish lady. It's not Tameh. So it's the first Raya Terava that a Keri of a Goy is not Tameh. My love, Torah Gemura. Loi, Torah Midaraisa, Tumah Derbanan. You wouldn't have a Raya from this. But you could have tied it that Oivis Chavim Shepashuk Hazarim Yisrael is Tameh Deraisa. Obas Joel Shepal Toshuk Hazarim and Chavim, that's Torah Midaraisa. But Avada, it's Tumah Derbanan, maybe. Toshima, we'll bring another Raya, and this will be the Raya Lamaisa. And this Toshima, this Bryce, the following Bryce, is explaining the Mishnah in Mikvois. Toshima, Nimsas Oimer, Shechva Zera Shal Yisrael, Tamei B'chol Makim. We see from here that Shechva Zera Shal Yisrael is Tamei B'chol Makim, Afil Meir B'chavim. Even in the stomach of the Goy, and it comes out, it still will be Matame. That's what you see from this Mishnah. V'shal Eves Chavim, you see, a goyish person, a goyish man's carry, muta b'chol makam, a film of Israelis. It's muta in every place, even in the stomach of a Yiddish lady. Chutz m'meir reglayim shaba. This is besides, if some of his meir reglayim, the goyish meir reglayim, got into the zera and went into the stomach of the lady, that will be tameh. Like we said, everyone agrees the meir reglayim and the roik of a goyish tameh. So chutz m'meir reglayim shaba. So what does it say over here? That the carry of a goy is tahar, besides the miraglaim. Now the miraglaim of a goy is tamei midraisa or midrabanan. It's only midrabanan, because only a goy is only zav midrabanan. And still it says that the carry is tahar, so it must be kar legami. That's the Gemara's right. Chite machinami tahar midraisa avav tum midrabanan. Maybe still the carry tamei midrabanan. Otu miraglaim uleha midraisa mitamu is miraglaim tamei midraisa. El shmam na tahar kol midrabanan shmami na. See him here, it's Torah in Rabbanon, Shemavina, a clear halacha that the carry of a goy is Tahar, and it's a raya clearly to Rava, who says that this is the fact, that's a kuliyama, carry is Tahar, even Beis Hillel, carry is Tahar.